Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. The title of today's story is The Old Duck. There was once a man who had a duck. While the duck was young, he was made much of, but when he grew old, he was driven out of doors. So he went and lay outside the fence. And a wolf came up to him and said, "Doggy, why so down in the mouth?" "While I was young," said the dog, "they made much of me, but now that I'm old, they beat me." The wolf said, "I see thy master in the field. Go after him, and perchance he'll give thee something." "Nay," said the dog, "they won't even let me walk about the fields now. They only beat me." "Look now," said the wolf, "I'm sorry and will make things better for thee. Thy mistress, I see, has put her child down beneath that wagon. I'll seize it and make off with it. Run thou after me and bark. And though thou hast no thee left, tussle me as much as thou canst, so that thy mistress may see it." So the wolf seized the child and ran away with it, and the dog ran after him and began to tousle him. His mistress saw it and made after him with the harrow, crying at the same time, "Gabriel, Gabriel, don't you see? The wolf has got the child." Then the man chased the wolf and got back the child. "Brave old dog," said he, "you are old and toothless, and yet you can give help in time of need and will not let your master's child be stolen." And henceforth, the woman and her husband gave the old dog a large lump of bread every day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Bita at your service, and we are at Lantern. Again, Lantern here with a new story, a beautiful one. So, we heard the story of the poor and pitiful dog without any teeth. So, I'm going to go through the topic. A friend in need is a friend indeed. As you know, friendship is one of the most important part of everybody's life, because we as human beings are some social creatures that we need friends. We have to make good connection with other people. So let's define this friendship. Friendship is a state of enduring affection, esteem, intimacy, and trust between two people. In all cultures, friendships are important relationships throughout a person's lifespan. As you all are aware, friendships play an important role in healthy human development and adjustment across the lifespan. Friendships exist in practically every stage of development, although the form they take varies considerably with age. The formation phase of a friendship is the transition from strangers to friends, which is a beautiful part. You know, sometimes you make friends out of an act of kindness, exactly like the story we had today. You know, as an act of kindness, they make good friends with each other. They helped each other. And I think this is the key point. We may face many obstacles, many difficulties, many problems, and so on in our lives. Life is not always la vie en rose. It's something more. And these challenges and difficulties will make you stronger. And despite the fact that you are strong as a human being, don't forget that we are all social beings. So we have to strengthen our connection with other people too. And as you know, during these phase of being friendship, individuals engage in interactions to get to know each other and to forge the effective bond that characterizes a friendship. Both youth and adults have a tendency to form friendship with others who are similar to them. Even young children are attracted to peers of the same age and gender. So, we get to this point that similarity is one of the most important parts of finding a friend. You don't build a friendship with other people unless you feel some similarities with each other.
The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And I think one of the most important thing that will make you close to each other is kindness. In the last episode, we talked about kindness so much, which is one of the most beautiful parts of everybody's life. It may seem like a cliche because, I don't know, cliches are some true things that we tell them again and again and again. And because this repeated way of telling these cliches, we make them cliche. But it doesn't mean that they are not of high value. Kindness may seem like cliche, but actually it's an important part of everybody's life, especially in making friends. And even in Islamic documents, especially the Holy Quran, we have many verses about friendship, connection, communication, and finding the right people to communicate with. Let me recite this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلغون إليهم بالمودة. O you who have faith, do not take my enemy and your enemy for friends, secretly offering them affection. So this beautiful verse is telling us that choosing the right person to be friend with is really important. I mean, sometimes you choose the enemy to be friend with. Don't accept yourself. Don't expect yourself to not to be like your friends after a long time. So I think this is a way to mention the value of having good connections with other people. And also, we have this beautiful verse in Holy Quran too. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Oh, you have faith, do not take those who take your religion in derision and playing. From among those who were given the book before you, and the infidels as friends, and be wary of Allah, should you be faithful. Up to here, we were talking about friendship and the benefits of having good connection with other people. I've told you some ways to nurture your connections, to have lasting friendships with others. And at last, I want to tell you one thing. Remember that it's never too late to develop new friendships or reconnect with old friends. Investing time in making friends and strengthening your friendships can pay off in better health and a brighter outlook for years to come. Thank you, my dear friends and dear listeners, to listening to this episode. I bid you farewell and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.